G3. The Model of Being and Its Universal Laws.
Number 23b.
The Christ order, you know, as you have it on the chart, is principle, life, truth, love, soul, spirit, mind. What does it mean? We have to see that we are not just enumerating these terms, but that we feel really the power, the Christ power, the power of the Christ manifestation that lies in these terms. So let's go through the Christ translation as with a spiritual sense, as good as we can do it, and see what did Mrs. Zeddy mean when she is speaking about the Christ translation and starting out with the divine principle. She doesn't start out with principle, life, truth, and love, but with divine principle, life, truth, and love, soul, spirit, mind, and says, look here, the Christ is divine. The Christ is that activity in being where the Word of God wants to manifest itself in spite of every opposition, in spite of error. And so we get the new relationship of truth and error, which now says, how does the Christ take care of an opposing, erroneous situation, of the obstinate resistance to the reality of being? What happens within that consciousness? And so we see that in being there is a Christ at work, the divine message from God to man. Therefore, it is a descent from God to each individual idea. And in this descent of the Christ says, I am the divine principle. I am the authority that is governing and reigning in this universe. I alone have the potentialities of ruling, governing the whole universe. There is nothing besides me that can rule the universe. I alone am the authority. I alone am the king in this world and govern. How does that principle that is the only authority, the only spiritual power, the power of demonstration, govern in this universe and says, well, I, principle, I'm the only life in this universe. Therefore, I alone can really express that principle in the universe. Life is the expressive power, the operative power in the universe that says, I express myself. Because life is that irrepressible power in the universe that says life is stronger than any opposition, than any error that wants to oppose the Christ idea. So that principle says my inner nature is that I'm that irrepressible, irresistible life power. That life power is of the nature of truth. It says, I know what I'm doing. I'm conscious of what I'm doing. It is a Christ consciousness of the whole universe. It's that Christ consciousness which says, I can see through all stages of consciousness, through the individual, collective, and universal beliefs. I can see through the collective subconscious. I can see through the archetypal consciousness. I'm the only consciousness, and therefore I can see and penetrate any other consciousness. I'm the only consciousness, and therefore I can see right through every claim of error. And so that principle as truth is that conscious power that is stronger, bigger, supreme than any other consciousness, that any other erroneous consciousness, prenatal consciousness, or hereditary consciousness, or archetypal consciousness, or cosmic consciousness, or karmic consciousness. I am the one and only consciousness that there is, and that is a consciousness which only sees the facts of being and only acknowledges and affirms the facts of being and not all that realm of the unconscious and the unconscious beliefs. Therefore, that Christ says, because I can see through everything, I as love can really trigger off that the whole universe is going to help that situation, because I'm the universal love. And as universal love, I can take the whole universe and make it serve that one specific situation, so that we have a feeling that there is not just one person, a patient, a practitioner that takes care of a situation, but then I have a feeling now the one practitioner, the Word of God, gives a treatment that is the Christ treatment, and that Christ treatment has within itself that sense that the whole universe supports every part of the universe. That's holistic. That there is no part that is isolated, that is not supported, not loved by the whole universe. Where not the whole universe serves each individual idea, each individual situation. And so I feel that love is the total engagement of the universe to help and to save and to heal. And so I establish first the divine principle that is life, truth, and love. Then I have established really the fundamental cause of a treatment. Afterwards, I have to see how that treatment is reaching the erroneous condition, namely through soul, spirit, and mind. They show something very different than life, truth, and love. The life, truth, and love have shown, so to say, the potentiality of the principle, so to say, to show what principle contains within itself, namely life, the expression of life, the irrepressible power of life, the conscious power of truth, the serving, helping, sustaining, welcoming power of love, the whole engagement of love that wants to save. And now we have to see that this nature of God, the Trinity of God, is translating itself to every situation. How? Through soul, where we see that this life, truth, and love never loses its identity. That terrific, all-embracing sense of the authoritative power of principle is coming to every situation in its identical nature, so that it never loses its nature, though it translates itself to the individual part, to the individual situation. So soul tells me that life, truth, and love as the divine principle comes and begins to overturn and to overturn and to overturn what is not of that divine nature. So that divine nature comes and says, I replace everything that is not of that divine nature with the divine nature. So that in my consciousness I begin to see that the divine principle, life, truth, and love appears at every point in being, at every place and point and time in being. that no place, time is accepted or excluded from the presence of that divine principle, life, truth, and love. Then my consciousness says, but how can it overturn and overturn? Is that a mystical thing? Is that something very hidden away? No, it is something that is natural. Namely, it says to my consciousness, if I entertain that divine principle, life, truth, and love in my consciousness, then the opposite has no more room within me. And so I come to the point of spirit, of the purity of spirit, where I see that in the measure that I accept that life, truth, and love, power, and authority as the only authority, that casts out the opposite, that is separating the situation from its opposite. And so spirit begins to purify my consciousness, my mixed-up consciousness, where I had a sense of error and truth struggling with each other, and I saw there is no struggle going on, there is just an infinite separation going on, so that the divine nature takes hold within me, takes more hold in with me, and as it takes more hold in with me, within me, the erroneous concept is cast out. I get a greater and greater purification of the situation until finally I see why only that which the divine principle, life, truth, and love has in mind is the only fact in being. That's the point of mind, where I begin to see it's the only idea, the only fact in being. And so the right idea is manifested and the error corrected within my consciousness. That's the Christ translation. That Christ translation is so important. And in the treatment, one has usually to struggle with it, because always new false suggestions seem to come up and come up and come up and say, yes, but, yes, but, yes, but. And so it is usually a very great struggle within oneself, so that one can really give oneself a good treatment, that one sees that only the Christ idea is working and nothing else. We don't give a patient a treatment. I can't do that. It's absolutely foreign to me. I can only give a treatment to myself when I don't see God in its infinite Christ manifestation and its infinite Christ translation. If I give myself that treatment until I see that nothing else is coming from God to man, to any situation, but the Christ translation, until I have seen that, I struggle and struggle. Then my consciousness is not yet purified and has not yet seen the idea in its right aspect. But once it shines through and I have touched the point of idea, then I can't let it go anymore. Then I can't say, that's it. Then I can only say, now I have a good starting point. A good starting point, because then I have to see how big that idea is. What is the nature of that idea that has come to me, that has been enlightened my consciousness? And so I have to go to the Christianity order and have to see what is the nature of an idea. Or else I just say, I got an idea, and we leave it as a concept and not as an idea. In order that it is not just a concept but an idea, I must clothe that idea with the whole of God. So now I begin to go through the Christianity order, which Mrs. Eddy gives in the glossary of principle, mind, soul, spirit, life, truth, and love, for the one and only purpose, in order to enlarge within my consciousness the bigness, the grandeur of an idea, so that I see the idea embedded in the synonymous terms. I bring the ideas back to its origin, to the synonymous terms. And so the Christianity order, though it is at the point of idea, is symbolized through, not through ideas, but through the synonymous term, God, which means I have always to see the idea as an idea of God, or it is not big. That's why I always feel the Christianity order therefore gives us the bigness of the idea. How? I begin to see in the Christianity order first principle, which says, yes, this idea that I have got in the Christ order from principle to mind is actually an idea from principle, therefore I bring it back to the principle. And I see that ideas are always ideas of an infinite principle. And so I start right out by seeing this idea is not an isolated idea that somehow stands in an empty room, but it's an idea that is embedded in the divine principle. And that's therefore behind itself the whole authority of a principle. And so I invest the idea with the authority of principle and see the idea has just as much authority as principle has. So that I don't feel, well, this is just a small idea. There are no small ideas. There are only big ideas. Big because we bring it back to the synonymous term. So I see this idea that has come to me through the Christ translation is an idea of principle. Therefore, it works with the same power as principle. And I trust, therefore, that idea as having spiritual power, the power of demonstration. I trust that idea because it's an idea of principle. And as it is an idea of principle, I also see that principle has infinite ideas, so if I bring back one specific idea to principle, I bring it also back to all the other ideas of principle, because I can't separate principle and idea. And so suddenly a whole universe of idea opens up, which says, this specific idea is an idea that reflects all other ideas and therefore is closed or, can you say, invested with all other ideas, so that an idea reflects all other ideas, lives and moves and has its being in a realm of ideas and therefore is never without all the other ideas, which shows me that an idea is qualitatively identical with God and the universe of ideas. That's soul. Soul now says, look here, this idea has the identical nature as the principle and therefore the identical nature as all the other ideas, and therefore suddenly an infinite picture, infinite realm opens up, and then I think, golly, this is terrific. So if an idea that has come to me as a solution, as that spark of light that says, this is it, then I see this idea has the power of the Infinite One. It has the substance of the Infinite One. It has the unchangeability and sinlessness of the Infinite One. It has the spiritual power of the Infinite One. It has the eternality of the Infinite One. It has the dominion of the Infinite One. And it has the saving, blessing activity of the Infinite One. And so suddenly I feel this idea is qualitatively as big as God. And therefore I don't have any more feeling that an idea is small, is little, is insignificant, that it may not be able to do a big job. I suddenly feel now there is something big about that idea. Big about that idea because I see that idea reflecting all other ideas, spirit. So I come to spirit and see that this idea is helping other ideas. Other ideas are helping this idea, which is of the nature of life, truth, and love. I begin to see that each idea, therefore, in that universe of idea, is farther to the whole universe, that the whole universe fathers the idea. I see that as life and as truth, that that idea is the truth to all other ideas in the universe, is sun to the universe, that every idea affirms and claims the true nature of every other idea. It cannot be isolated, cannot be by itself, that as love, every idea is welcoming every other idea, is blessing every other idea, that the whole universe of idea is blessing and welcomes the specific idea. And I just feel that there is just an interrelationship and interchange of life, truth, and love in the whole universe of the one being. And that gives me a true sense of Christianity, of a universe of ideas. So that there is no more anything that is isolated, that is not supported, not maintained, not provided, not welcomed, not protected. I have a universe of infinite ideas. And in a way, then, thought gets at peace and at rest and says, this is wonderful. Until suddenly thought says, oh, this was quite a way. This was quite a process. This was quite an effort, perhaps, to feel that we have to go along first the world order and build up the law of creativity, then see that this law of creativity as the Christ is the law of translatability to every point, and then afterwards to see in Christianity that this is the law of infinite reflection. Why all this? And then comes the science order, the candlestick order, and says, yes, you know, you could really simplify the whole thing. You could really see that that what was going on were not really three processes of the world order, Christ order, Christianity order. Actually, that process does not exist in being. Actually, that's only how being appears to you, because you were not enlightened enough. And therefore, you first had to go the long way of enlightenment in order to see that from everlasting to everlasting, there was just one being, which has not to be brought into being, but one being that was of the nature of soul and life. Namely, you begin to realize that from everlasting to everlasting, there exists only ideas in being. Identities, soul of being, of isness. So that the infinite consists actually only of very definite, unchangeable identities of being, soul and life. And these ideas of reality could also call them the numerals of infinity, as Mrs. Eddy called them. These ideas of reality, they are constantly reflecting each other. They are constantly in rapport with each other. They are constantly forming new combinations. They reflect each other as spirit. And every time they reflect each other in a different way, they bring forth a new form, truth, and you have spirit and truth. And therefore, every situation in the world, mind, every idea in the whole universe, mind, finds its answer, has somewhere its answer, love. Therefore, every idea is already right now at that place where it is the right place within the whole plan of being. There is nothing that is outside that plan of being. And that gives us a sense, all right, then in this case, we have only to do with one principle. With one principle, we come to the middle shaft, and of the candlestick, there is actually only one principle that has ideas of reality, ideas of identities of reality, of being, soul and life, constantly operating in the calculus of being as spirit and truth, fulfilling every specific situation, mind and love, and that is the rhythmic round of that one principle. And if you come to that point that you see that actually there is only one principle at work, you are not at the end of the chart, you are again back on the top of the chart, where you have the infinite principle. So that through that chart, really, we begin to see that there is only one being at work. And if we understand that chart, we can almost see any erroneous situation. Yes, that's it. That's a chart.